Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a blessing to be in the house of God.
Amen.
And to be here
01/01/2023.
The Bible says in the beginning God. So as we are starting a year, you must start a year with God. So you've done the right things by being in the house of God to listen to God. Some people want to be at all kinds of places. In the name of the year has begun. So I must have family and friends kind of fellowship. But I believe that much as that is important, the most important is to have your fellowship with God first.
Amen.
And I
blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready to be blessed?
Why a crowd say obedience?
Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We pray. The entrance of your word brings light. Minister your word unto us in a special way. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord.
Amen.
Kindly take your seats. The Bible says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
The Bible says,
so you are going to be filled. You didn't hear me, I say you are going to be filled. As you become hungry for God. Amen.
Amen.
Our theme for the year is doing more for Jesus. You can't do anything until you have strength to do it. And so we are going to learn how to become strong in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So today I'm teaching on developing a closer relationship with God, developing strength by developing spiritual strength by developing a closer relationship with God. Say it after me. Developing spiritual strength by developing a closer relationship with God. Again, developing spiritual strength by developing a closer relationship with God.
And then asama what you need in or say obey din ewo nyankopon mu. Amen.
If you want to develop spiritual strength, then you have to develop a closer relationship with God.
So bit me ayedin nyankopon mu. Let's say otumi nyankopon nya anyankofa papa.
And this year you are going to be strong in the Lord. In Daniel chapter 11 verse 32, the Bible says the part B, it says that those who know their God, the part B, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits.
Amen. So mo munim omunyankopon no. Ombeye din, no mbeye nyuma akese bebre.
So before you can do exploits, you must know your God. And it is when you know your God that you can be strong in God. And in getting to know God, you would have to empty yourself of the self for God to fill you with Himself.
Amen. So be do on your moon, tell you while a few moon, Namanyan Kupon soon, a bashaw, celebrate me, I did on your moon.
And that comes by having a closer relationship with Him.
Sanyo main, it be dead, and now only Uncle Yankofa at Tintim.
Many of us are not strong because we do not know God. Coming to church, sitting in many thousands of church services will not necessarily make you strong.
You
only get to know God, you become strong in God when you get to know God. And you get to know somebody when you spend you spend time with the person, you develop a closer relationship with the person. That is when you get to know the person.
We know
about many people, or you may know about somebody, but you don't know the person.
Amen.
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23, if you are there, say thank you, Jesus. Jesus said, are you here with me? Jesus made a very profound statement here that, let's read together, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
Wow. So it is not when you shout, Lord, 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 he said that not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Then he said, read that part, verse 22. Everybody read with me. Many will say to me in that day. So there is a day where we are going to stand before God. And he said, Lord, are you ready? Let's read 1, 2. Many will say to me in that day. I can't hear you. 1, 2.
Many will say to me in that day.
Some of you here, you are not reading. 1, 2.
Many will say to me in that day.
Some of you here, I can't hear them. I didn't hear any ladies' voices here. 1, 2.
Many will say to me in that day,
mm-hmm. Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name have cast out devils. And in your name done many wonderful works. Then 23. Then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Wow.
Amen. Senior Matthew Ekano. I say, Emreni Swan. Nkofu Ebreka say, Nkofu, Meduudin Esayare, Meduudin Etutu Abosom, Meduudin Etutu Abifo. Nkofu Ebreka say, Menimwo.
Do you understand the statement where Jesus said, I never knew you?
What is that? Some more kind said, me
anymore. They were doing wonderful things in the house of God. They were sweeping the church. They were singing in the house of God. They were giving offerings and tithes. They were doing many things. They were deacons. They were ministers. They were probably pastors. They were doing all kinds of things. But he said, I don't know you. Get away. I don't know you.
Do you know
that you can work with people but you don't know them? In fact, there are people who are even married to people they don't know them. You can have people you call friends but you don't know them. Hello?
Amen.
To know somebody, you must have a deeper interaction. You see, many people will say, oh, do you know? Oh, yes, I know this person. Eh? Oh, I know this person. But you don't know the person. You've heard about the person. You know the person's name. But you don't have a deeper and closer relationship with the person.
Amen.
One day, I went somewhere with my pastor. We met some Canadians, white Canadians. And then they asked a question. Do you know this pastor? The person had been to the church before to come and preach. He had been there preaching and thing. And with my big mouth, I was going to say, oh, yes. Then something said, shut up. Who took you? Are you the one who took your pastor there, or he took you? That you are going to make your mouth yabby, 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 and to talk. Keep quiet. You are not the one to answer. Do you know? Should I tell you the answer he gave? Do you want to know the answer? He said, I don't know him. And it was true. Later on, we found out that the man came there with a woman and were singing. And everybody thought that was a wife. No, it was a girlfriend. You're from a different country. Had left the wife, finished with the wife, divorced, whatever problem, and traveled to another country with a girlfriend. And they were standing on the stage and were singing.
Amen.
And things were happening.
Amen.
Are you here with me? But thank God for a spiritual person who said, I don't know him. So Amen. It's very possible that you may know somebody's name, you may know whatever, but you don't know the person.
Amen.
So, we may be singing about God, but we don't know God.
Amen.
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 That's the reason we easily get offended and leave church. That's the reason why 1, 2 years so I'm angry with the pastor, I'm angry with the church, I'm angry with my friend, I'm angry with the, because you don't know God.
Amen.
Those who know God shall be strong.
Amen.
You are weak.
Amen.
You are a weak Christian because you don't know God.
Amen.
But this year, may you become strong to know God.
Amen.
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 Yeah. When you know God, you become strong.
Amen.
Because God is strong.
Amen.
His strength will come into you.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen. Ose se unim unyankopon a ema wo ye din e wo nyame mu. Na e so po ye mfato ho se emra sam emre bi
so
popon e ye mfato ho se.
It's very important.
Emre bi e twem. No ni ne so popen yi e ko baby. Na obi bi se o mo se unim sa so fo e. O so fo no mbo ni din no na ye obi a wa ba ma sori abe kinyame asem a kire omo. Ose na bibi ka kire no woni mu se onka se. I am no asem so foforo ba se onka se onyi na no kom na ne so pin ebu an no se omunim san ni pakro no we be ka se ah oso fofo obi obi pichi wo wa so we den na ka se onnim no obi wo ho no mu a hu no enso na onnim no e ti no mu wo se oso fo ni ba ye obe kanyame asem no oba no ne ba ye obe tonnim no omunim se ne yire enso na ye ne yire na ne girlfriend ne ne ba ye nti se onni obi nam ma eno nkyere se onnim san ni pakro no Ansa be hu be hu ni pakro a oni ni namno. Che oni ni nya nkita ho a ekwetire. Ansa be hu ni san nipa no. Sanso na Yesu nyankopon mu nsno. Che sinye ye ni nyankopon enya anyankofa sronko. Sino timi abwa ya mo ye hu nyankopon a yesi o nyankopon ya brabom. Amen.
Amen. Sometimes you see some big man somewhere, you take picture with him. Say, oh yeah, I know him. He doesn't know you. He doesn't even remember your name.
Amen.
Is that right? He doesn't remember your name. You only took pictures.
Amen.
Is that right? Yeah, there are some of you I don't know. I know your name, but I don't know you. You too, you think you know me, but you don't know me.
Amen.
You don't know me because you have not drawn close to me. Amen. You have heard about me.
Amen.
Maybe somebody has said a lot of things about me.
Amen.
Either that I'm a good man or I'm a bad man.
Amen.
So in your mind, you judge me and you think about me based on what you have been told,
Amen.
But not based on what you have experienced with me.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
So you see, many people relate with God based on what they have been told about God, but not based on their experience with God. But
Amen.
It's very important that you yourself will have a closer relationship with God so that you can make an informed decision as to how you are relating with your God.
Amen.
Am I helping you?
Amen. I'll see you. Just one kasa unya ayonkufa shonko uni nyankopon nya anyonkofa sronko nene na betima bo amwo hu nyankopon a oyey nyankopon ebi o sofo aka nsema kire o ni nyina kire se nyankopon wo ho na wankasa ubisa ho se de na wo swasua a nyankopon edede a kire wo ma we hu sampa oyey nyankopon wa abrabom obi o betima bo obidin aka sem afasan ni pakro no ho a kire o eno ne kire se wo nim san ni pakro no kire wankasa oni san nyira ni pakro no enya enkita ho anyonkofa ene ne and I'm saying quite some every mama who is any panel, the bobre any send any pacrono at here. Sansing and coupon so over so whom you and Tony and Cuponia, San Yanko Fano, not me, the bobre in the senior Tiano, about a bravo. Amen.
So, how do you become close with somebody?
A quite by number first, so now Nipibi, Enya and Yankofa, and
you must draw nigh unto the person.
Draw Triben, Sandy Pano.
James 4:8. Draw nigh. Some say, draw nigh. Amen. Brother Gideon, before you met your wife, I'm sure you had to draw nigh unto her.
Amen.
Is that not it?
Amen. Yeah.
When you saw her, she was somewhere.
Amen.
You drew nigh, and she drew nigh.
Amen.
And then you told her something.
Amen.
Then she also responded.
Amen.
And today you are husband and wife.
Amen.
You see? So there's a certain knowledge.
Amen.
You have about her,
amen.
And she has about you, because of drawing nigh.
Amen.
So that has made your relationship stronger than 10 years ago.
Amen.
Stronger than 5 years ago.
Amen.
Stronger than when you were in school.
Amen.
Now you know yourselves better.
Amen.
And even after marriage, if you see, there's a difference even between friendship and marriage. Have you realized that?
Yes.
That there's a difference between friendship and marriage. And that since you married, you have known yourselves now better.
Amen.
So it means that the drawing closer makes you become what? Stronger in your relationship.
Amen.
So if you do not draw close to God, you will come to church, you will know God. Someone say, fwing. You won't know God. You won't know God. You won't know. You won't know. To me, but saw them what I saw them 5 years. Wouldn't you wouldn't say they're born pious? You are shallow, you are shallow Christian. You don't know where the word of God is. You see, their dad, I will know. So, of course, I could call them and cause you a brand. No, would you crank ring now? Who got up them because I could call them and we are shallow. Yeah, you are shallow. You don't know scriptures, you don't know John 3:18. You can't quote scripture. You have been in the church for 5 years, 2 years. If you are in church for 2 years, and you can't lead anybody to Christ and be a leader of somebody in the church, then your Christianity is not complete. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. After being in the church 6 months, if you are especially in this church, for 6 months to 1 year, you should develop something. Mm. You must begin to work strong. Be able to lead others to Christ. Be able to quote scriptures. Amen. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. You should be able to quote them. You should be able to quote Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. These are must know scriptures. You must know John chapter 3, verse 36. John chapter 3, verse 16 and verse 18. John chapter 5, verse 24. You must know John chapter 6, verse 23. John 3, 23. You must know Romans chapter 5, verse 8. You must know this. There are many things you know. But you don't know this because you are not close to God by drawing close to His Word.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's why you are weak in God. But this year, we want to do more.
Amen.
You can't do anything if you are not strong.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
You got to be strong. That's why you wake up, you also want to go to work, you want to go and lift things up. If you haven't eaten, you can't be weak. You can't do more.
Amen.
So to do more for God this year, you've got to know God more.
Amen.
And to know God more, you see, you have to be strong to be able to do more. And to be strong, it means that what? You have to draw closer unto Him.
Amen.
And those who know their God, those who know their God shall be strong, and they shall do exploits.
Amen.
Am I teaching something?
Amen.
Right? And so this year, when you are come to church, I expect you to have notebooks.
Amen.
In fact, I want to cancel fools.
Amen.
Everybody get if church, especially for my pastors, my ministers, my leaders and co, carry hard copy books. Amen.
Amen.
And write notes, because see, some of you act like you are writing notes on your phone, but you're not writing. Other things distract you.
Amen.
And today you leave this phone, you can go and take another one and all those things. But this year we want you to know God.
Amen.
So that you do exploits. Amen. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Yes, it's gonna help you.
Amen. Only turn China for notebook and the Bible. Book workers or try your phone, so then you're your WhatsApp, or your Telegram, or your Instagram. It's in a fee, senior, you bet me in Timon Yankupon Mono. And she said, you pay a coin, you bet me assume Yankupon, you near your friend Nassim Mo. Yet Nassim no Abobra. Your papa and Fatum or the your brother Gideon and Fatum. Say, Emra Ocean Nere, now you're in a round for. Ba ọtwebẹ na ọkọ so nim mu no no ohun nu no enu na bo anoma ombetumi be ye baako aje se ọmaware aware mu kra ọmaware yen so abie kwan ama na ma wehu ne yiri ni yie enso emra no ne ye enanfofo no na onim ne yiri sa enso aware na ma na ye den ehu ne yiri yie san so nyankopon so se wotwebẹ na na odi na asem na ebo a ma ohu nyame.
James 4:8. What I'm teaching you, after the service, I will ask you questions. And I expect you to know it. James 4:8. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh unto you. Amen.
Amen.
When somebody is far away, you who know the person?
Amen.
Eh? Sometimes people have they are doing Facebook love and telephone love. Yeah, some people they take and say that they have taken picture of the lady. Say she's a beautiful girl, oh, but say handsome man, you don't know. Yeah. And every time maybe the man is sitting down. One day somebody got somebody like that, and that person came. You know, every time the person is sitting and taking nice pictures. Then when you go to the airport, went and met the person, he said, you realize that the person was not working. You know, not that not working is a bad thing, but the fact that you didn't know the person fully.
Amen.
And the person also didn't disclose the identity. Amen. And because there was no sense of proximity, no closeness. Are you getting me? So it's very important. Don't just jump into, you know, finality of things until you have develop closeness. Someone say closeness. And one of the key ways whereby we can draw closeness unto God is by our daily quiet time. Someone say daily quiet time. If you have daily interaction with somebody, you get to know the person better. You know, there are people, they talk every day. Is that right? When you talk with somebody every day, it helps you to know the person better. But when you don't talk to the person and you talk only once in a while, once in a week, once in a month, once in whatever, it doesn't help you to know each other well. Mm-hmm. And naturally speaking, the more you chat with somebody, the closer you get to the person, the stronger your bonding and the better your relationship. Can mm-hmm. I have an amen?
Amen. I say, senye, uni nipa enya anyangufano. Debia only send the panel air casano, and the Buama only send panel, Monyanko Fano, it me, it in Tim Anasa, a yedding. So only will be en Casa debia, a man who send panny ye. Intino say, per se, a new uncoupon, a fine uncle, near who uncoupon, say debiano, the new uncoupon, a yank kitaho, and a pebby a soria, it me fire Bible, your bomb pioneer, a uncoupon, a yank kitaho, sa, a numb sarquinus, never Buama inya. Yenye yangu pon enya sa yangu fa emuya ding ame etumi eni ewo Yesu Kristo mu.
So you need to develop quiet time, and quiet time is a time you spend alone with God. Quiet time is not family devotion. Tell your friend, quiet time is not family devotion. Quiet time is not when you, the husband, wife, and children are there, and you are praying together, you are studying the Bible. No, 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 it's not that. Quiet time is when you are alone with God, talking to Him, praying to Him, and reading the scriptures for God also to speak back to you. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
And a lot of times, people will speak intimately, intimate things to you only when you are alone with Him. Amen. There are things that you do not talk about when a third person is there.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Yeah, usually you don't propose love or you don't tell people nice when somebody else is there. You only say the deep things of your heart to a person when you are alone with the person.
Amen.
So if you want God to speak the deep things in His heart to you, then you have to be alone with Him. Is that right? The time that Jacob changed in Genesis 32, I believe verse 24, was Bible say, and Jacob was alone with God. Look at it, Genesis 32. He was alone. When they were taking the journey, he got to a time that he was alone. And when he was alone, that is when God visited him. Jacob was alone. Not 32, 24. Look at 24. And Jacob was what? Left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Continue quickly. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. 26. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. And he said, I will not let you go except thou bless me. Continue. And he said unto him, what is your name? He said, Jacob. Then he said to him, 28. Yeah. Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and has prevailed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see, Jacob was with the wives and their children and everything. Is that right? Enjoying the wives. Enjoying Rachel, the love of his life. And Leah, with all the children around. But when he was left alone, that is when he met the angel of the Lord referring to God himself.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
And there was a wrestling. So when you are alone with God, that is when you begin to tell God the deep things of your heart.
Amen.
That, Lord, I need to marry.
Amen.
Lord, you need to do this for my child.
Amen.
Lord, this and that and that. Lord, may you change my life. Lord,
Amen.
Change my finances.
Amen.
Lord, this situation must change. And Lord, because sometimes when people are there, you can't really express what you want to express.
Amen.
There are some prayers when you are praying and people are even around. Sometimes you are feeling shy.
Amen.
To mention those things.
Amen.
But when you know that there's nobody around and it is between you and God alone, that is when you bear your heart unto Him. And
Amen.
When you bear your heart unto Him, that is when you come and change you. So when He spoke to him, then God says, you know what? Yeah, as a prince, you have power with God and with men. Your name shall no more be Jacob, which means a supplanter, which means a 419, a wagadri person. But your name now shall be called Israel, a multitude. So you realize that his name got changed when he was alone. Your life will change when you are alone.
Amen.
Oh. It's alone.
Amen.
Alone. It Amen. Is when a man and a woman are alone in conjugation. That is when the woman is able to conceive and have a child. That is when fruitfulness takes place.
Amen.
Your life is only going to become fruitful when you are alone with God. Your fruitfulness. So every time you are with people, hey, you become a sounding cymbal. You have to learn to steal away and pray. Steal away means to move away from the multitude and be alone with God. Move away from your husband. Move away from your children. Move away from your wife. Move away from your friends. Move away from your colleagues. Move away
Amen.
And be alone with God.
Amen.
Then God will speak to you.
Amen.
There are things somebody wants to tell you who will never tell you to you alone.
Amen.
Because it's not meant for the ears or the others.
Amen.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah. It's not meant for the ears or the others. Sometimes when the others even hear it together with you, they'll discourage you. Yes, they'll discourage you. That is why when God wanted to commission Paul on the way to Damascus, it was only Saul, Paul, who heard the voice of God. The others didn't hear.
Amen.
So when it comes to Christianity, much as all of us come to church, everybody's on their own lane. running on their own track. There are never two people who run on the same track.
Amen.
Everybody and their track.
Amen.
That's why you can't let anybody distract you. Amen. And that's why you can't come to church and do paddy paddy. You will never grow up.
Amen.
You didn't hear me. I said you never grow up.
Amen.
And everybody has their own destiny.
Amen.
And so if you size yourself with somebody else, maybe God wants to use you greater than that. It was Andrew who took Peter to Jesus. But he didn't become the chief disciple. It was Peter who became the chief apostle.
Amen.
So you never know what you will become.
Amen.
So don't lower yourself. Rather decide that when you come, you are going to be serious with God. This year, you want to be serious with God. Amen. Maybe your wife brought you to church, but you can become a better Christian.
Amen.
Yes. I know a pastor. He wasn't a serious one. But when they got married, and it was the wife was the one, but he now has become an apostle.
Amen.
I know another person too. The wife is not even a pastor. He now has become a bishop.
Amen.
According to the purposes of God and according to your own desire.
Amen.
You must desire.
Amen.
Bible says, he that desires the office of a bishop desires a good thing and obtains favor. We must desire.
Amen.
So don't be there, my friend. Oh, we all pray 15 minutes. Oh, we all this thing. And every time you are there, you are talking. You are talkative. You cast too much. You talk to everybody. And your children. And there's no time. You talk too much. By the time you're going to talk to God, you are asleep. You are feeling sleepy. No water. You are reading the Bible, no water. You give your first strength, your first love to men. Eh? And the debris of your strength. That's why early in the morning you must see God. Mark 1:35. A great while before day, Jesus will rise up and go to the mountain. A great while before day. Are you here with me? You give all your energy to everything. To all your children, to this and to that, to that. But the time you say you want to read your Bible, you are tired. The Bible begins to read you. Look at you. I'm talking to you. You are even reading yourself. You are sleeping. You are giving your energy to many things. The whole day, you have run around. We say we are coming to church. You've run around. You are tired. Hello?
Hi.
That's why early this year, I am meeting you. And I'm sharing this thing I'm sharing with you.
Amen.
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 Am I helping you?
Amen.
Sorry, I'm not proper. Why, tell me about the Bible so I can use the Bible. No, can you? You are tired. What da? There's nothing going into your head.
Amen.
You have not drawn nigh to God. You drew nigh to a book. Amen.
Amen.
When you read the Bible, you must hear the voice of God behind the Bible.
Amen.
If you read the Bible and don't hear the voice of God behind the Bible, then you only read a letter. You read knowledge. But beyond the knowledge, there must be revelation. It is a revelation that will transform you.
Amen.
Am I teaching something here?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So everybody must have a habitual relationship with God, a daily quiet time, where every day you spend time alone, whether it's 30 minutes, 15 minutes, 1 hour, whatever time. That is, he said, it's a quality time alone with God. Ask the women, when they are fresh in love, they say, I want quality time.
Yes.
It's me and my whatever. I don't want anybody around.
Amen.
It's me and my beloved. Quality time.
Amen.
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 It's a cute time alone where they are chatting. Sometimes you see husband and wife. After they've chatted with all the children and said they put the children away, it's okay. It's daddy and mommy now.
Amen.
It's our time to talk. It's our time to talk. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And you must make your children know it's our time. If you spend all your energy on your children, you and your partner, you never grow close. Many times, many relationships, they start breaking apart when children start coming in. Because at the time, they spend all their energies on their children and they leave themselves. And because they are not spending time with each other, and they are spending, they become more bonded to their children and not bonded to themselves. And there comes a time when the children leave home. By the time the children leave home, you have debonded yourself. You have cut yourself apart. So there's no relationship. And because there's no relationship, you see that you find no reason to live together.
Amen.
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 Because you are not in a covenant with children. You are in covenant with God.
Amen.
And you are covenant with your partner.
Amen.
So you make sure that you don't break that covenant.
Amen.
But the reason why there's all those problems is because you are not talking. You are not spending time. You are not doing things. You do things with the children. When the children do, you are there. How? There. But your husband says, hey, where dodge? How are you going to do? Your wife says, Enkwalano. Bible says, train up a child the way you should go. The children, they are coming to go.
Amen.
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 This is a free counseling.
Amen.
Am I opening your eyes?
Amen.
Yeah. So don't spend all your energies on your children.
Amen. Amen.
They will leave you. The moment they fall in love, see, they are gone. At least I have the experience. Yes. My daughter got married. It doesn't matter. We only want some. Thank God that we are just here and so we meet in church. Sometimes, when they are going, you don't know when they are going. Realize they have gone.
Amen.
So you live like you have never had a child. You can have a lot of children, but there come a time that if you are not careful, it will be like you never have children. That is why you can never use your children as an excuse not to serve God.
Amen.
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 Yeah. You can never. The children are gone. Dr. Faye has been away for morning. Yesterday she went on duty. In the night, she came for all night. For watch night service. We closed late. Early morning, she's gone. Working at the hospital. Your daughter, wait, she's gone. And married. Attending to her husband. Attending to the wife. Hello?
Hi.
So draw close to God.
Amen.
Tell somebody, draw close to God.
Draw close
to God. Am I helping here? So, you must have your quiet time.
Amen.
Where every day you take a portion of the scriptures.
Amen.
The Gospel of John. Maybe you take a book. You are studying it.
Amen.
And when you are doing your quiet time, you must have a proper Bible. Study Bible. You must have a concordance. You must have a thesaurus. Yeah? You must have a dictionary, a good dictionary. So that when you are reading the Bible and you don't understand the word, don't just gloss over it. Open your dictionary and look for the meaning. You are learning a new word.
Amen.
Even in learning scriptures, you are learning new things.
Amen.
New vocabularies.
Amen.
And write the meaning of it. And whatever the Lord was telling you during the Bible reading, write it. There are things that he will tell you don't do. There are things he will tell you do. There are instructions he's going to give you in the word of God. Personal things he's going to tell you. Write it out. That is the way. Because when you are talking to somebody, the person speaks certain things to you.
Amen.
I want you to do this. Or I don't want you to do this.
Amen.
And you must take note of it. And if you are going to please a person and have a good relationship with the person, then you have to take note of what he's telling you. So if you are also having a relationship with God, you must take note of what he's telling you. Document it and decide to follow it.
Amen.
That's why you draw close to him.
Amen.
So to have a quality quiet time, you need the Bible. So you need Bibles.
You need Bibles.
Not just a Bible, Bibles. Amen.
Bibles.
Don't only read the King James. Because when the thou sayeth and cool, not all everybody understands it. So get New Living Translation, get an NIV Bible, get a Message version, get a concordance, get a notebook and a pen.
Amen.
And someone say a notebook and a pen.
A notebook and a pen.
Yeah. The Lord told Moses, write. Someone say write.
Right.
Write. 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 Tell somebody write.
Right.
Am I helping you?
Amen.
So it's important to write what you are learning. And so during your quiet time, you develop the most important relationship of your life. That means you are developing a close relationship with the Lord. Quality time. Somebody say quality time with God.
Quality time with God.
Mm-hmm.
sene yeso popon e kanu ni sofa bi mu ni se o se se ebusuafo sia anopa no mo ebompa ye etuntum yankopon na eno ne nkyere se wonu yankopon ne enya ntita o che wankasa ompemre emma wo wankasa ne yankopon emra oni yankopon benya saa emre no saa emre na yankopon etumi kasa ekyerwo etumi bie nyoma so edi ekyerwo ye hwe bible mu a emra Jacob ene ebusuafo etukwan no emra ono nko ate ne ho a oni yankopon enya nkita ho no eho no na yankopon tumi sesa ne din efi Jacob emma ne beye Israel ndi sana on so pese onyi o yankopon mu a che obo moden apemre na oni yankopon ko a enya nhiemu eno ye fe no quiet time no che onya bible onya dictionary this now no we can say ah then a classroom na me dictionary record there be bible na o kan no e bia ntro e bi o ma on ti ase u bi dictionary ma dictionary wo ho no ma ntro e nti ase e bi tuma bo am hu nsem a bible no e kan ehu imu aye wo mu na akoso a e kan bible no so hia notebook nso notebook no emra oni yankopon din kita ho no so no bi kasa nipa no so ye de e kasa kyo yankopon so me bie edin nsem so a kyo so bie se edin nsem ne kyo a no tuma a kyo notebook ni mu na that be an out media bo obra amen
amen. And during the time you are alone with God, you experience the presence of God. You see, when you are alone with somebody, you experience the person's presence. Is that right? When somebody is smelling of a scent, when it gets close to you, you pick the scent. So when you get into quiet time, that is when you draw the presence of God. So you see that people, when you meet them, you can see that they are not ordinary. They carry something.
Amen.
They carry something because they've been in the presence of God.
Amen.
So this year, may you carry the presence of God.
Amen.
That's why Moses said, if your presence does not go with me, I cannot leave these people. Amen. And listen, there's a lot of darkness in the world.
Amen.
There are a lot of challenges in the world.
Amen.
You can't get up and step into the world without God being on your side.
Amen.
So during your quiet time, you draw God's presence. Are you here with me?
Amen.
Let's say this guy is supposed to protect me. God, he's God. When I spend time with him, yeah, I draw him with me. So when I draw him with me, he's going with me. Is that right? So anybody who tries to fool with me, he's there. I may not see, but he's there. He's man. And God said, lo, I am with you,
always.
Because I came to him, he's with me.
Amen. Amen.
Did you write what I said?
Amen.
Psalm 16 verse 11. Psalm 16 verse 11. You see, those of you who are using your phones, you are writing notes and then somebody is calling. So what is happening? You are being distracted.
Amen.
Have you seen it? Uh-huh. That is why you have to kill your phone.
Amen.
Yeah? Kill the phone.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Either put it on flight mode, you know, or don't even use it at all.
Amen.
Let there be only one voice that must be heard.
Amen.
Which is the voice of God.
Amen. I say emrebia se oba yankopon enimu a. Che se ni ba kopen na ote. Eno ni yankopon ni. Ndi se oba na de fun ba ya. Che odum fun no. Se yankopon kasa obe ka che ono. Obetumi anya saa ene na o kasa na che o. Ebi se se oka odo fun se ni ya baba kan no. Se wan fa notebook kan ba na odo fun. Ebi wono mo na obi e fro. Of rewa unt me and drone ye opese otro ebena sa asemo osofo aka no ene be sesa wa bra bo anka opese otro to ona eya onka ye enso ena we se call ne ba ye ntino sa D7 no etumi ahwero ntino yembomode ya ne fa notebook embra ne ye ntie nyame asem. Amen.
Amen. I know you tell me that we are in technological era, but I tell you this, some of this technology they fight the things of God.
Amen.
Is that right? Yeah. Bible says that you will show me, Psalm 16 verse 11, thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence is what? Fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forever. So when you get the presence of God in your quiet time, you will see that joy unspeakable will become your portion.
Amen.
I think the singer said, I've got joy, joy,
joy,
joy.
Joy. Oh, joy, joy, joy,
joy overflow in my heart. I got joy, joy, joy,
oh, joy, joy,
joy, joy overflow. realize that the joy overflowing comes when you are in the presence of God.
Amen.
Because said, in thy presence is fullness of what?
Joy.
At thy right hand are pleasures forever. You must know this in scripture.
Amen.
Psalm 16 verse 11. Let's say it together. Psalm 16 verse 11. Thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And at the right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16 verse 11. Next time I meet you, I'll call you 16:11. You have forgotten right now. You see, you are able to chew geography. You are able to chew this, and but since Psalm 16 verse 11, you are struggling. And one of the ways to be able to learn these things is that get a piece of paper. Is that right? Or a small card. This is how we learned it. I went to SU. We learned it. These things I'm teaching you, I know the scripture. You see, some of you, sometimes you are wondering, ah, this man, how come he knows it? Is it because he's a pastor? Not every pastor knows it like that. It's a deliberate consciousness. There's deliberateness in learning. If you want to know somebody, you must be deliberate in knowing the person.
Amen.
So, you write the scriptures, piece of paper, then you put it there. Psalm 16 verse 11. Then behind it, maybe you put another scripture there. Then whilst you are sitting in your taxi, your trotro, wherever, you look at it. Then you chew a little, you meditate on it. You learn a little. You learn one line, two line, three line. You try to say it. Then you put it back into your pocket as you are going. Then you pick it again. You look at it again. And then by the time you reach your destination, you have learned one verse at least.
Amen.
Which has entered your heart.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Am I helping you?
Amen.
Okay, now let me show you the effects when you have a quiet time. When you spend time with somebody, there are some effects. Do you know that anytime you spend time with somebody, the person affects you? The person affects. The scent of the person will get onto you. Is there anybody with my perfume? Anybody with perfume? Auntie Joe, do you have perfume here? You didn't bring perfume.
Oh.
No perfume in the house.
Amen.
Yeah, you have a perfume. Yeah, there should be perfume in the church. Ah.
Send yourself upon air canon. Or say, what kind of man as a man? And out in your man as a man. And now you're quiet time. Hey, be and true. Every one of you are saying,
come.
A can't walk home. Sancho, you know what my true good crack also. Now they are sure, baby, I'll go piano. Now, oh, can't send seminal. Ukoswa kan ekan a eba be ka wa kumem ma mre bia e be so bia na ohia san nsem no utumi kan obi won mo sofo e pichina oka bible okotu a obi se eh osofo e na wetumi akotu san nsem wen na e na m se oyee na agbin se obesu nyame asem ti se oyee wa agbin se obesu nyame asem a nyame asem so betumi atena omu. Amen.
Amen. Now as you go, you know, go and greet him or let him hold you, touch him. Okay, Nana, smell it. Now, smell it. Go here. Then go to the next person. And then to Mother Benedicta. Good. Now go. Is it the same scent? No. Is it the same scent? Come here. Is it the same? Is the same? Is it the same? But how come? I didn't spray him, but how come that I sprayed this one, but he has it?
Amen.
It's because of closeness.
Amen.
Presence.
Amen.
So when you get into God's presence, you smell of God.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So what I'm going to teach you is the effects. Is that right?
Amen.
When the effect of getting into God's presence, when you get into God's presence, you are through your quiet time, you are affected. Someone say you are affected.
Affected.
Okay. And infected.
And infected.
You see, the COVID, the COVID can be transmitted to people without them knowing that it's being transmitted.
Amen.
Because there's no rope or no something, but it's just in the air. So it's just in the air.
Amen.
Around somebody.
Amen.
So in the same way too, when you get around somebody, what is inside the person which was the COVID can come to you. If it's also a good thing, if it is godly, it will come to you.
Amen.
That is why who is your friend and who you relate with and who you keep talking to will influence your life.
Amen. Then you also upon air canon. Or see Obibia only 18 share muno. Utminya in Sinsan saw a war, a bravo so. Or your infant movie or jay, and your human dear fear sister ho at this prayer. Ye bra in sim. No, my bra and ye bra co in yan shimu. And I'm so munya in shimuno. And when your human dear never one honor, a car or no so. In Timor, the church and crofono. It's no, ye bra in yan shiono, or no singing crofolisha, or no sooner, sir. Gofore te sa ten kana bi won ho ena m se oni ni nya san hiemu no san so no banyankopon enimu a oni yankopon enya hiemu a onam a nipa bi ehu sampa yankopon su e won ho. Amen.
Amen. So we are going to look at the powerful effects of a quiet time
since san so a e wo se oni yankopon kwa benya hiemu.
Number 1, it prevents hurts and reduces pain in this life. It prevents hurts and reduces pain in this life.
Amen. O see e see oya ho kwan ene say e bia o
much of the pain and hurts in this life can be avoided if we had used the light of life, if we had light.
Amen. O see say yo yankopon kani a ade aye oya wa aye e see abra bom no e so beti.
John 8:12.
Amen.
John 8:12. He says, then, let's read together. Then spoke Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Who is the light of the world?
Jesus.
Who is the light of the world?
Jesus.
What does light do for you?
It
illuminates you, your path. Is that right? Light makes you see well. When the light goes off, you don't see well. Is that right? I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness. Did you get that?
Amen.
Listen, this is a very important scripture. Jesus said, he that follows, I am the light. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but he shall have the light of life.
Amen.
Oh, this scripture is too nice.
Amen.
Jesus is the light of the world.
Amen.
I said, Jesus is the light of the world.
Amen.
So anybody who hasn't got Jesus, he's walking in darkness.
Amen.
He said, I am the light of the world. And he that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So you see, when you wake up in the night, assuming or you are getting to your room, you don't put on the light. Have you realized that in very well-constructed rooms, they have put the light switch just at the place around the doorway where you can put on your things in. They don't put it inside. They put it by the doorway so that you press it on and there will be illumination around for you to find your way.
Amen.
Now, if there's darkness in the place, what will happen is that you are going to hit your leg against something and you will be hurt. Are you getting me? So, the absence of the word of God, Jesus, who is the light and the word of God in you, the absence of light means that you will go and hit your leg against things. I don't know whether anybody, you have hit your shin against a chair or something before. Do you know what your shin is? You know what a shin is? Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you are going and you may not notice that there's darkness. Bang! Then you scream, ouch! You scream. Some people say, Ajay. Depending on which part of the world you come from. Ajay, if you come from where I come from, they say, Bway! Then some people say, ouch! Some people say, they scream all kinds of scream.
Amen.
Because of the fact that what? They hit their leg against something. And why did they hit their leg against something?
No
or their head against something? Why did you hit your head against something? Because you are groping in darkness.
Amen.
You are groping in darkness. So when you grope in darkness and you don't walk in the light of the word of God, you will be making certain mistakes.
Amen. Then you saw for Paul Cannon. I see Jesus Christ to any Yehain. Obi onam onhaimu biya no. Adiye bi eni hoa etumi sin akwan. Amen.
Have you realized that when you go to the villages and go, when they are going out, they carry a lantern. Is that right? The miners also have a headlamp. They put it on their head. In fact, even your car, the car, they have a headlamp, and it's to guide you so that you don't fall into something.
Amen.
So when Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Is that right? Are you here with me?
Yes.
He that follows me shall not walk in darkness. So, all I have to do is, I don't need to see. If he's a light, Jesus is a light, I'm following Jesus. I'm following you. Go. Keep going. So long as I am following Jesus, the light, my leg, I am not going here for my leg to hit anything. I'm not going to make any mistake. He is leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
Amen.
So, you will not work in bad relationships.
Amen.
When Bible says that, you know, light and darkness do not mix. You as a Christian will not go for an unbelieving somebody. Mm. I know it's a hard one. You see, somebody say, but he's not a bad person. He's a very nice person. Listen, the child of a dog is a dog. The child of a goat is a goat. Are you here with me? Yeah. And it's a nature. You see, God told the people of Israel they should not go after other gods. They shouldn't marry them. And Solomon the king went after the daughters of the Zidonians, and they led him to worship the god of Chemosh and other gods. When he was younger, he was able to follow God, but when he married these ladies turned his heart, and he ended up going to worship these foreign idols. And because of that, his son lost the opportunity of being king over the whole of Israel. God gave his servant, he split the kingdom up. God gave his servant 10 portions, and then his son, for the sake of David, not even because of he Solomon, he gave him one. Because he disobeyed the word of God. He didn't follow the light. So when you have your quiet time, and you are reading your Bible yourself, are you here with me? Because right now, even as I'm preaching, some of you feel like sleepy. And you feel like, Pastor, it's okay. The preaching is too much.
Amen.
Today is on the first. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
The word of God will stop you from doing some things.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. You see, when I was in secondary school, I didn't say form 3 or form 4. We went for a jamboree school, students. Then as we were there, they were dancing. Then I was sitting down. Then this girl came. And he started dancing, and then she pointed to me. She did her finger like that. Come here. Come here. Hey. Look, draw nigh unto me, and I'll draw nigh unto thee.
You.
I said, what? I look at the thing, and what I saw on the floor, where these boys were tapping girls' back. Pressing girls' buttocks and whatever and tapping. I said, I can't join in this kind of tapping. And then they changed the song. So it's like she has called me and there was a hot song. And then she was like this. Then she came to me. Then I knew that the small anointing I've gotten, the prayer I've prayed, The devil wanted to take the thing away. Amen. Are you here with me? Amen. I said, no. She called me. I said, I am not coming. Then I remember the scripture, light and darkness, they don't mix. Amen. But somebody will say, it's not gentlemanly. You have to be, listen, you have to be a radical Christian. You see, for everything, the Bible says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But when it comes to the sin of the flesh, this flesh, this flesh is too weak. I said, this flesh is too weak. I said, this flesh is too weak. Somebody can hold you somewhere, all of a sudden you become confused. It's a holding. He can touch you in some way. All of a sudden, you say, then you yourself, you call it warababa. So you do not even let some people touch you. Because electricity don't get less. It be cable wire where they carry them. Am I teaching you something here? There are some people you don't have to listen to their words. You think it means nothing, but it will begin to affect you. All of a sudden, the things they were saying, all of a sudden, you just go and think, you start reasoning, and you yourself, you go back and say, the thing you told me earlier on, I didn't, but now I want it. Now I want it. So, when you have a daily, see, Bible says that, pray without ceasing. Is that? How do you overcome temptation? Jesus said, pray, so that what? You'll be able to resist temptation. So prayer and the word of God will help you to resist. So anytime you fall into temptation, it means you have not prayed enough. And Jesus, he was able to overcome the temptation because he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Amen. And that's why when he went to the cross, he said, not my will, but yet your will.
Amen.
Because under normal circumstances, Charlie, the way they were whipping him, he would have said, I wanted to die, but I won't die again. This caning is too much. I've changed my mind. Look at the way, and he saw the way they took the nail, and they were coming to you. They are using a nail in your hand. Pay. You said, no. I love my skin too much. But because he had fasted, he has prayed, and the word of God was in him, he could stand, withstand the temptation.
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Amen.
So, no prayer and no presence of God. If you do not stand in the presence of God, you fall before the devil.
Amen.
You fall. You have to be strong. Amen. Daily quiet time.
Amen.
Daily in the presence of God.
Amen.
Daily eating the word of God.
Amen.
Daily following the word of God.
Amen.
So that you don't stray away.
Amen.
So that you don't go and hit your leg against something.
Amen.
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 Yes. I could have made babies whilst I was at the university. Easily. Oh, yes. Some of you have made babies somewhere you don't even know. The only thing that they have not brought the baby to you. Don't worry. Because now they know you don't have money. One day when you have made some money. Or you don't know. There are many people when they are dying or they grow and they get it. They say, Obanini. When they bring it, say that Ben and me here. Okay, say near what secondary school, no? Okay, say near Yeshia Muhammad. Then they should. When you see the face of the child, say Eyewa. Am I teaching something here?
Mm.
So when I was at the university first year, second year, they said they wanted me to go to Germany. I said I won't go. They brought a burger to me. That the burger was to take me to Germany. And I said, I won't go. And because of that, I suffered for that. Where I was not being given what I had to be given to go to school. Are you here with me? And there are times that I could be there in the lecture for 2 days, 3 days, I haven't eaten anything. And I'm not begging anybody for anything. I've not told anybody for anything. And I'll do my Christian duty. And every evening from 9 o'clock to 12 midnight at least, I'll be there praying. I go to the field and I'm praying and praying. And the kind of prayer we're praying, when we come back, not praying for food, praying for anointing, praying for the works of God, praying for salvation of the souls on campus, praying that God will anoint us and use us. Are you here with me? And then
I remember times that by the time you come back, you are very hungry. And guess who meets you? A lady comes, "Hello, Jonathan, you are here. Hello, Jonathan." And you are smelling angwamu with tolo beef inside. I said, "Angwamu with tolo beef inside." And then you are also smelling bean stew. I said, "Bean stew with emani in it. Bean stew with herrings in it. Dry herrings. With angwamu. Where you can smell the onions." I said, "You can smell the onions. And they've got some Coca-Cola over there." Yes. So what will you do? What will you do? What will you do? Young man, you are hungry. I said, "You are hungry. And somebody wants to offer you the food with a dessert. What will you do? Brother, what will you do? Will you go and sleep with the hunger? So that in kitchen will catch you. You know there's some hunger too. When you go and sleep, you can't sleep. The kitchen that you sleep out and you wake up. This, you are shaking your bed. But you have to think about your future.
Amen.
I have to think about today.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Yeah. You don't negotiate your future needs with your present needs.
Amen.
And quickly my mind had to get to the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. That my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Eh? And that I should abstain from all fornication. Abstain. Some say abstain.
Abstain.
And for all sins, brother. All sins. For all sins. He says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But when it comes to the sin of the flesh, this flesh, can you feel it? Can you feel the pain? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? This flesh is weak. It's a weak thing. That one, you don't resist, you run. That's what the Bible says. Run. Tell somebody, run.
Run.
Say, run, baby, run.
Run.
Uh-huh. So you must run from some things.
Amen.
You must run from some friends.
Amen.
You must run from some things.
Amen.
So a daily quiet time, your relationship with God, what God told you, and you have documented it, and you have decided to live with it, will become a lie to you, so that you will not run into some woman, you will not run into that man, you will not run into adding zeros to some figures. You will not run and go and spend weekend with somebody who has promised to buy you a car. Then you come and say, "God is so good. God, you are kind. God, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent." Then you say, "Ay, Jesus, Susum Kabi, excellent is your name. Hey, Jesus, excellent is your power." My friend, shut up. It's not an angel. You know where you got it from.
Amen.
I said, you know where you got it from.
Amen.
You know where you got it from.
Amen.
I said, you know where you got it from. Well, you cannot. When somebody goes to steal money and brings it to you, don't take it. If only you know that the source of something that is coming to you is not right, don't take it.
Amen.
You become a partaker of that sin.
Amen.
Except you don't know, that's a different thing. Am I talking to you?
Amen.
Yes. So let the word of God be your guide this year.
Amen.
Let the word of God be your guide. And listen to me, we are in the last days.
Mm.
And Bible says, when the Holy Ghost comes, he will convict us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Mm. There are things that Jesus couldn't do.
Mm.
Jesus couldn't convince us of the fact that we are bad. He came to preach, but people didn't change. He said, "I'm going to send you another comforter, the Alos Parakletos, another who is coming in my name."
Mm.
And he will convict the world of sin. So, you can talk to people about change your character, they don't change. Because the Holy Spirit is not in activity. But when the Holy Spirit gets into activity, it is not your words, it is his action.
Amen.
So this is, I don't worry myself. Some of the people, when I tell myself, I'm not the Holy Spirit. No, I'm not the Holy Spirit. I don't change people. Mine is to teach the word of God, preach and pray. Leave the rest to the Holy Spirit. So I will leave you, your life to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You can decide to submit to the Holy Spirit or not. And as I'm preaching by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you can decide to submit to it or not.
Amen.
Am I preaching here?
Yes.
So let Jesus be guided by the light of God. Somebody say, be guided by the light of God.
Be guided by the light
of God.
The Bible
said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
And the light.
A light for my path. Say, thy word.
Thy word.
Psalm 119 verse 105. Everybody should know that. Say
Psalm 119.
Verse
105.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet
and
a light unto my path. Do you know that it's very difficult to convince Jehovah's Witness people and get them converted? Because they take time. This is what they do. What I'm doing is what they do. Take that time in your teaching. We will like shouting, hey, 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 emptiness, call your Odonti. Do you know Odonti? Cutting wool. We are full of light. We are light. We don't know many things. He said, thy word is a lamp. 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 Mm-hmm. Unto my feet and light for my path. That is why we hold this thing. We don't put the light behind us. We don't put the lamp behind us. We put the lamp in front of us.
Amen.
So Jesus must be the lamp. The word of God is a lamp.
Amen.
Thy word is a lamp. Thy word is a lamb. 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 That means that you must know what is in the word.
Amen.
So that it will be a lamp unto your feet.
Amen.
And a light for your path.
Amen.
A light for your path.
Amen.
Land unto your feet so that you don't hit your death. And light for your path so you can see ahead well.
Amen. Amen.
Are you here with me?
Yeah.
Psalm 132 verse 17. This is my last scripture. Psalm 132 verse 17. You are telling me pastor's close, so I'm closing.
Amen.
Because me, I can sense some of you. You are binding me, but I'm not bindable.
Amen.
Psalm 132 verse 17. Read it with me. 1, 2. There will I make the horn of David to bar. I have ordained a lamp for my anointed. So what is the lamp that he has ordained for his anointed? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
Amen.
So there's a word for the anointed. And Bible says that you are anointed. First John 2:7. You are anointed. Just wonder, I am anointed. So the anointed person, God has ordained what? A lamp for you. The lamp for you to guide your path is the word of God.
Amen.
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 One day somebody came and then he was coming to tell me about his boyfriend. I said, is he a Christian? He says, he's from America. I said, foolish girl. What do you mean by he's from America? Is the boy a Christian? He says, he's from America. What has Christianity got to do with America? Because of the America you want to go, so you are blinded. Or don't see you are showing a flower. You go and feed the Boboliba over there.
Amen.
And who tells you? Who tells you that when you go to America, maybe be Ajo? Hello?
Hi.
Am I teaching something here?
Yeah.
If you are married, the Bible says that dwell with your wife according to knowledge. Someone say knowledge.
Knowledge.
Yes. The Bible says, the women are the weaker vessels. Dwell with them according to knowledge. Flow with their emotions. Because of the lack of knowledge, that's the way you do the things you do. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, submit. Because you are not walking the light of God. Me na me submit. Okay. Me da me pe kwasa semo. Sa jimi semo na mbe mabi ya me da me nyo me da me nyo. One time one girl said, I can't sell my liberty. You want to marry, you won't sell your liberty. You will stay a spinster forever. Because if you are a lady and you want to marry, a man will be your leader. That's how God has made it.
Amen.
And never marry a man you don't want to be a leader to you. That's all. So before you marry anybody, ask yourself, am I ready to submit to this man?
Amen.
And before you marry any lady too, am I ready to love this girl or this woman the way he or she is and accept all her nonsense? Amen.
Amen.
Oh yes. Two scriptures. Husbands, love. Wives, submit. So, when you allow this lamp to lead you, you will not hit your leg. But if you don't have a lamp, you know some people, they don't use a light and they hit themselves against something. It is after that they go and get a lamp. And the lamp doesn't soothe you.
Amen.
The lamp doesn't soothe you.
Amen.
The lamp is to help you to see.
Amen.
So after you've gone to hurt yourself, Amen. That's not when you are going for the lamp.
Amen.
But if you hurt yourself, at least soothe yourself, but go for the lamp for the further guidance.
Amen.
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 John 1:9. There was a light. Someone said there was a light. That was a true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Jesus is the true light that lighteth. The word of God is a true light
Amen.
That lighteth.
Amen.
The word will light you.
Amen.
I said, may the Lord light you.
Amen.
But you will never see the light until you have gone into contact with the light.
Amen.
That is why you must have a daily relationship with God. Daily. And then when you have a daily relationship with God, God will now show you, go here. He will show you the contracts. He will now let you become connected with some golden links. The steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. He will order your steps.
Amen.
So that now you come into contact with your beloved.
Amen.
The right man.
Amen.
The right woman.
Amen.
And he will show to you multiple streams of income.
Amen.
And it shall be well with you.
Amen.
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 How about you, sir? You see, you were directed here.
Amen.
Is that right? And when you came, I encourage you. Stay in the church. Yeah? Your uncle is a Presbyterian somewhere. Is that not it? You're living somewhere. Direct. And with the word of God being preached here. Today he is here. And he's been able to find a wife here.
Amen.
And now he's a father.
Amen.
You see how the word has guided you?
Amen.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That word. Yeah. Where's your wife? Where's your wife? Your wife is out there feeding babies. Yes. Yes. It's she's not a mother because of direction.
Amen.
See, I want to let you know the practicality of what I'm sharing with you.
Amen.
Amen. At the point that she was going to be taken somewhere to send right, I said, don't go. I'll get you a job here. Don't go. Because I know that some places when you go, your light will go off free. There's some environment. A young lady. I said, stay. Stay. Hang around. Connected her to a job. She was there. Kakra, 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 kakra. Whilst I was preaching, not knowing that he was spying. Sometimes I can see that he has gone to buy 2 packs of something. Huh? Chicken Republic. And me that I'm preaching, he doesn't buy a pack for me. And then he's buying a pack for somebody. And they will be sitting there and they go to Grace Hall and they'll be eating. Hey! Charlie, me here, Juma na kofo fa hu didi. Hey! That guy was there just enjoying. Before he arrived, papa, we are coming to marry. Born one has come. Pa! And now born two has come. The Lord has made you a father and a husband.
Amen.
By following the light of God, the Amen. Word of God. You Amen. Are properly married.
Amen.
Properly married. Properly
Amen.
Married.
Amen.
This year, proper blessings are coming your way.
Amen.
I said, proper blessings are coming your way.
Amen.
Favor is coming your way.
Amen.
Open doors are coming your way.
Amen.
The glory of the Lord shall be your portion.
Amen.
Good places you have never been to, God will open the door for you to get there.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And you shall do exploits.
Amen.
You shall do exploits.
Amen.
For those who know their God, those who know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. May you become strong.
Amen.
By getting close to God.
Amen.
And you do exploits.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 How many points have I given you?
Two.
I've got 15 of them. So I'll continue, God willing, next week.
Amen.
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 Give the Lord a hand of praise. This year, tell somebody, this year, I'm going to do more for Jesus. By getting closer unto Jesus.
Amen.
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 We want to lift your hand and talk to God right now. That as you enter this new year, may He touch you and anoint you and use you.
I don't want to go
the same way I came. Touch me with your hand, Jesus.
I don't want to go
the same way I came.
So lift your hands unto God. You want to talk to Him, the Lord, thank you for bringing me to the first day of the first month of 2023. In your presence, may you touch me, change me. Let your word lighten my path, order my steps. The steps of the righteous are ordered by you. And bring your greatest and deepest heart desire unto Him right now. Just in a minute, talk to Him right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Ikele malos, sikere malos. Ikele malos, sikere malos. It's between you and God. Draw closer to Him. Beginning of the year. Kabahandalaba shikereba. Oh no, me lebe shike lebe heke lebe hana bara shira baba. Uma mani ala la basike ala la bahuri ala baba. Ime ele basoni ala baba ni ala baba. O kome ala bahi na ala badoni ala la baba ala baba. Oh Hassan ya. Abole shike lebe Hassan.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We are coming for the Holy Communion. The Bible says the Lord Jesus the night before he died. He took the bread.
And
having given thanks, he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, which was broken for you. Eat it. And as often as you eat it, you do show the Lord's death." Bread in the Middle East, and bread generally, is a very common food. Jesus gave himself as a bread of life, so that blessings will become common to you.
Amen. Yes, Christ no.
Bread is the food of the common man. So it means that Jesus gave himself for anybody who feels common.
Yes,
and he gave it so that you'll be satisfied. Tonight, as we eat this Holy Communion, may you become satisfied with the blessings of the Lord. May you never lack any blessing in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Likewise, when he finished, he took the cup.
Yes, of Cruano.
And he said that this is the cup of the New Testament. And the cup, he said, this is a cup of blessings. Drink it. And as often as you drink it, you show the Lord's death. As we take off this cup to drink, it's a cup of blessings. It's a cup of honor. It's a cup of promotion. It's a cup of healing. It's a cup of restoration. It's a cup of strength. It's a cup of the glory of God. You are drinking from divinity. Power is coming to you. Grace is coming to you. Anointing is coming to you. The hand of God is coming to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says that when the people of Israel ate of the Holy Communion, the Lord defeated their enemies. May every enemy that has harassed you, they were in captivity for more than 400, but after taking the Holy Communion, they were free, they were delivered. By taking this Holy Communion, we decree your deliverance.
Amen.
You are decreeing your deliverance.
Amen.
You are decreeing your freedom.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number two, when they smear the blood on the doorpost, when the blood was released, the people gave them presents. Everything that were over 400 years, whatever they should have been paid with that they were not paid, they gave them gold, they gave them silver, they gave them things. Whatever should have come to you over the years,
Amen,
that you have never enjoyed, as
Amen,
you take of this Holy Communion, by the power, we plead the blood of Jesus for restoration. Whatever the enemy took, we
Amen,
decree and declare a total restoration in Jesus' name.
Amen. I give you a sefatawa and bow and ten. Emra offer, yes, Hunamlin Mojay. I give you a shrewbia and coupon San Fambra. Amen.
And finally, they crossed the Red Sea into their destiny.
Israel
May you cross your
sea. Amen.
And the enemies that were pursuing them were drowned. Amen. May all your enemies be drowned.
Amen.
And may you cross onto your destiny.
Amen.
I say, may you cross onto your promised land.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
The Son of the Living God.
Amen.
As we eat it for healing.
Amen.
Father, I speak your healings.
Amen.
I speak your deliverances.
Amen.
And we curse diseases out.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We flash out every satanic plantings.
Amen.
We uproot and overthrow them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We say, let God arise and every enemy be scattered.
Amen.
And as we eat of this Holy Communion, as the disciples were on the street of Emmaus and their eyes were open.
Amen.
Let the eyes of your people be open.
Amen.
Unto every blessing that you have ordained for them.
Amen.
This year, fresh revelations.
Amen.
Fresh insights.
Amen.
Let them receive contracts.
Amen.
Big time contracts.
Amen.
Local and international.
Amen.
Let it be well with their children.
Amen.
And their families.
Amen.
I pray for open doors.
Amen.
The doors of marriages.
Amen.
Doors of marriages.
Amen.
Doors of marriages.
Amen.
Let the single women be found.
Amen.
Good men.
Amen.
Let the men find.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let them bear children.
Amen.
Let their seed be blessed.
Amen.
Let their seed be blessed.
Amen.
Let their sons be as plants grown up in their youth.
Amen.
Let their daughters be as cornerstones polished after the splintered of palaces.
Amen.
Let your kingdom come.
Amen.
Let your will be manifested in their lives.
Amen.
Visit every family here.
Amen.
As the Lord visited Sarah and did unto her as she has promised, Lord, may you do unto them as you have promised.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Of Nazareth. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Meet them at the point of their needs.
Amen.
Let their heart desire be fulfilled.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
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 Yeah, you can come and take it. When you take the Holy Communion, after you eat it, you begin to make declarations over your own life.
Amen.
For 2023.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so from the back there. Who is here? Who is here? Come here, come here. You are here. Okay. Okay, those of you here, come this way. Those of you. Pastor John, if you pray.
The same way.
The same way I can.
Listen, we are moving from the back. Yes, Abaji, this way. And then you go. Those at the back there. And then this way. Yes, this way. Then you come here. Yes, you take it and you come here.
Move this
way. Move this way a bit. Yeah. Amen. Very good. You take it, and after that, we'll pray over it.
Touch me with your hand.
Touch me with your hand, Jesus.
Jesus.
Touch me with your hand.
Touch me with your hand.
Oh, my.
Take the Holy Communion. Take it now. The healing power is here. The glory of the Lord is here. Talk to God. Say, I want an encounter with you. Has everybody received? Mawuto, have you received some? Junior, have you got some? Talk to God. Yes, as I began the year, talk to God and say, Lord, put your hand into my hands. Lead me every step the way. 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 Hey. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, talk to God now. May your promotion happen. Receive provision. Receive protection. Receive preservation. Say, Lord, do a new thing in my life. Yesterday is gone. Another year has come. As I take this Holy Communion, may you begin the year with me. Let your power be with me. Whatever is not of you, let it be taken out of my life. In the name of Jesus, let me experience your grace and your glory. Open your mouth, somebody. In the name of Jesus. And yes, whatever you are believing God for this year, tell him right now. Eat it. Eat the Holy Communion and drink the blood. Drink the blessing. Say, I drink blessing. I receive the blessing. Tell the Lord, Lord, this year, lead me, help me. Let me give you a prayer topic. Genesis 28, verse 20 and 21. We are going to pick a prayer topic from there. The Bible says that, and Jacob vowed a vow saying, if God will be with me this year, say, Lord, may you be with me. May your presence be with me. Number two, and keep me in this way that I go. That means protection. So you are praying that, Lord, number one, Lord, may your presence be with me. Number two, keep me in this way means that may you protect me. That no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
And number three, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on. That is provision. May the Lord give you these three things. Pray for the presence of God.
Amen.
Moses said, if your presence does not go with me, I cannot lead this world. This year, may God's presence be with you.
Amen.
Number two, may God's protection be your portion.
Amen.
And number three, may you receive provision.
Amen.
The psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Amen.
You are not going to lack any good thing.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We are going to lift your voice.
Amen.
Whatever you are believing God for.
Amen.
Say, Lord, do something new.
Amen.
Just within the next 3 minutes.
Amen.
You are going to talk to God about that. Amen. Then I pray over you.
Amen.
And then we are done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
As I've taken the Holy Communion.
As I've taken the Holy Communion.
I pray for supernatural.
I pray for supernatural.
And a divine impartation.
A divine impartation.
Of your presence.
Of your presence.
This year.
This year.
May your presence be with me.
May your presence be with
may
me.
May everybody smell your presence on me.
May everybody smell your presence on me.
May you protect me from evil.
May you protect me from evil.
In a form of evil.
In a form of evil.
Your word says, because I've made the Lord.
Lord, I have made the Lord.
The Most High God, my habitation.
There shall no evil before me.
And no plague shall come near my dwelling place.
And no plague shall come near my dwelling place.
May that become my portion.
May that become my portion.
And I receive.
And I receive
bread.
Bread.
And raiment.
And raiment.
That is provision.
That is provision.
So this year.
This year.
I receive your presence.
I receive your
may your presence be with me.
Your presence be with me.
May your protection be my portion.
Your protection be my portion.
And grant unto me abundance of provision. In houses and lands and cars.
In houses and lands and cars.
Provision in my work.
Provision in my
and
work.
And in my education.
In my education.
Let your glory be my portion.
Let your glory be my portion.
Open marital doors unto me.
Open marital doors unto me.
Childbirth doors unto me.
Childbirth doors unto me.
And unto my family.
And unto my family.
I pray.
I pray.
Do a new thing in my life.
Do a new thing in my life.
As I clap my hands.
As I clap my hands.
I pray.
I pray.
Let your anointing.
Let your anointing.
Do a new thing.
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 Do a new
thing.
Do a new thing
in my life.
In my life.
Let me receive,
let me receive
a glorious description
of your goodness
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Lift your voice and talk to God right now. Talk to God right now. Talk to God right now. Talk to Him right now. Everybody, Kabodi ha, Dahiba loka ha, Rabatose ken ha, Labo, Rabaha teka dahari abaha, Arabaha kadi halabaha, Ribate karabaha, Karabaha karaba. Iye nariya ha karababan haraba. Iye karabade karababan ha.
Father, may your presence go before us, O Lord.
As we can
hear, O Lord. Let your presence be with us, O Lord.
Father, talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God.
In the name of Jesus. Father God Almighty, we have your protection. We have your preservation. We have your protection, O Lord. Direct our path, O Lord. Give the lamp unto our feet. And the light unto our path. In the name of Jesus. And the voice of God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we declare your provision over our
lives.
In the name of the Lord Jesus,
that you daily, Lord,
flow with us. In the name of the Lord Jesus, pray, O God, we continually dwell in your presence. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we can do it. We can do it. Dande kalaba don teleba kapa, atalaba paya ba bandi dibiata, dikalaba panda laba pa, dibande lebo si dibikapa, ya kalaba paya ba panda laba pa, ya kalaba pa ba pa, ya laba pa laba paya ba pa, ya laba paya ba panda laba pa, dibande lebo si dibikaya ba pa. Chandelabo, Sidibi Kalabapa, Chandelabo, Sidibi Kalabapa, Chandelabo, Sidibi Kalabapa,
Shabala Kodash. Can you lift your hands and receive the blessings? According to Deuteronomy 28, may all these blessings come upon you.
Amen.
And overtake you. This year, may you be blessed in the city.
Amen.
Be blessed in Accra. Be blessed in every township you go to. May the earth help you. Wherever there is an earth, wherever you go to, may the place help you. Receive help in the name of Jesus. When you go to the village, may you be blessed. May nothing from your background hurt you. May you rather become a helper to your background. The Lord caused the fruit of your body to be blessed. The Lord established you into a good family. All the singles, I pronounce good marital partners for you. That your partner will hold you like precious egg. Any blessing that has delayed, may the Lord accelerate it for you. And may the Lord bless your loins with children. Receive sons and daughters. May the fruit of your ground be blessed. May the business you do flourish. All the past years when you were owing, I pray for supernatural cancellation. Anybody you are owing, we cancel the debt in the name of Jesus. And any money due you that your eyes have not seen, may they locate your address. Receive the lands. Receive the houses. Receive the breakthroughs. Receive the favors. Receive the honor. Every project your hands have begun to do, may your hands finish it. May your hands finish it. In the name of Jesus. May your bank account be blessed. Be blessed in your coming in and your going out. May all your enemies be smitten before your face. May the Lord command his blessing upon you, your storehouses, and upon all you set your hand to do. Instead of bronze, receive gold.
Amen.
Instead of wood, receive iron.
Amen.
Instead of iron, receive silver.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
May angels always surround you. The Lord make you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body, and in your businesses. The Lord open unto you his good treasure. Receive good treasure.
Amen.
Receive good treasure.
Amen.
Receive treasure in dollars.
Amen.
Receive treasure.
Amen.
In pounds.
Amen.
In euros.
Amen.
In Ghana cities.
Amen.
In various currencies.
Amen.
The Lord give his rain upon your land in this season.
Amen.
And to bless all the work of your hands.
Amen.
From today I declare that you are a lender unto many nations.
Amen.
And not a borrower.
Amen.
The head and not the tail.
Amen.
Above and not beneath.
Amen.
The first and not the last.
Amen.
May God give you the upper hand.
Amen.
Receive the upper hand anointing.
Amen.
And now I speak the blessing of Reuben over you.
Amen.
The blessing of long life.
Amen.
Your men will not be few.
Amen.
I say your men will not be few.
Amen.
The Lord increase your greatness.
Amen.
And multiply you on all sides.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Receive the blessing of Judah.
Amen.
The blessing of answered prayer.
Amen.
When you pray, may the Lord hear you.
Amen.
May your hands receive sufficiency.
Amen.
May the Lord be a help to you from your enemies.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your hands that have been lifted up, receive sufficiency.
Amen.
Financial sufficiency.
Amen.
Business sufficiency.
Amen.
Marital sufficiency.
Amen.
Honor sufficiency.
Amen.
Educational sufficiency.
Amen.
Promotion sufficiency.
Amen.
Receive sufficiency.
Amen.
When they are looking for anybody to promote, may you be the one that they will look at and promote you.
Amen.
May your business be promoted.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Be promoted to be married.
Amen.
Promoted to have children.
Amen.
Promoted to be a grandparent.
Amen.
Promoted for international doors.
Amen.
Promoted in ministry.
Amen.
Promoted to preach the word of God.
Amen.
With signs and wonders following.
Amen.
Promoted for miracles.
Amen.
May your shop be promoted.
Amen.
May your shop be promoted.
Amen.
May your office be promoted.
Amen.
May your home be promoted.
Amen.
May your children be promoted.
Amen.
May your education be promoted.
Amen.
Receive promotion. Receive promotion. Receive provision. Receive protection. Receive preservation. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let the Tumim and Urim of God,
amen,
be upon you.
Amen.
May the Holy Spirit guide your path.
Amen.
May the Holy Spirit guide your path.
Amen.
And let it be well with you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord bless your substance.
Amen.
And accept the work of your hands.
Amen.
The Lord smites you, the loins of those who rise up against you.
Amen.
Anybody that hates you and is plotting evil against you, may the Lord smite their work.
Amen.
Receive the blessing of Benjamin.
I receive it.
Be the beloved of the Lord.
Amen.
Dwell in safety.
Amen.
This year, may you dwell in safety.
Amen.
Dwell in security.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the Lord cover you all the day long.
Amen.
And receive the blessing of Joseph.
Amen.
Blessed be your land.
Amen.
Receive the precious things of heaven.
Amen.
And of the dew.
Amen.
And of the deep that catcheth beneath.
Amen.
And the precious fruits brought forth by the sun.
Amen.
And the precious things that put forth by the moon.
Amen.
And the chief things of the ancient mountains.
Amen.
Receive mineral resources.
I receive it.
Receive precious things of the lasting hills.
Amen.
Precious things of the earth.
Amen.
And the precious things of the earth. Receive your portion.
I receive it.
Receive the fullness thereof.
Amen.
And the goodwill of him that dwells in the bush.
Amen.
This year, receive goodwill.
I receive it.
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 May the blessing of the Lord come upon your head.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May your glory be like the firstling of a bullock.
Amen.
May your horn be like that of a unicorn.
Amen.
May you push all your enemies away.
Amen.
Receive the blessing of Zebulun.
Amen.
And Issachar.
Amen.
The blessing of joy.
Amen.
Let there be the voice of rejoicing.
Amen.
In your going out and your coming in.
Amen.
Blessing in your tents.
Amen.
Build houses.
Amen.
May you be called the people of the mountain.
Amen.
May you suck of the abundance of the seas.
Amen.
And treasures hidden in the sun.
Amen.
Receive the blessing of God.
Amen.
Receive enlargement.
Amen.
Oh, may you tear down the work of the enemy.
Amen.
The Lord make you the head and not the tail.
Amen.
Receive the blessing of Dan.
Amen.
The blessing of development.
Amen.
May you leap for joy.
Amen.
The blessing of Naphtali.
Amen.
May you be satisfied with favor.
Amen.
This year, receive favor.
I receive it.
Be full of the blessings of the Lord.
Amen.
Possess the west.
Amen.
Possess the east.
Amen.
Possess the north.
Amen.
Possess the south.
Amen.
And receive the blessing of Asher.
Amen.
May your children be blessed.
Amen.
May your children be blessed.
Amen.
May you be acceptable to your brothers.
Amen.
From today, may your brothers accept you.
Amen.
May your sisters accept you.
Amen.
May your family accept you.
Amen.
May your fellow professionals accept you.
Amen.
May your church members accept you.
Amen.
May your community accept you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May you dip your foot in oil.
Amen.
May your shoes be as iron and brass.
Amen.
And as your day, so shall your strength be.
Amen.
May your going and your coming be blessed.
Amen.
Enjoy 2023.
Amen.
Enjoy your new cars.
Amen.
Enjoy your new houses.
Amen.
Enjoy your promotion.
Amen.
Enjoy good health.
Amen.
Enjoy your marriage.
Amen.
Enjoy your children.
Amen.
Enjoy promotion.
Amen.
Enjoy education.
Amen.
May the Lord favor you.
Amen.
Any good thing that wicked one took away.
Amen.
From you the previous years.
Amen.
This year, enjoy good health. Be healed in your body.
Amen.
Be healed from the crown of your head.
Amen.
To the source of your feet.
Amen.
Be healed spiritually.
Amen.
Be healed physically.
Amen.
Be healed emotionally.
Amen.
Be healed financially.
Amen.
Receive uncommon wealth.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May help us locate your address.
Amen.
May the glory of the Lord be your portion.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Be blessed in just January.
Amen.
Be blessed in February.
Amen.
In March.
Amen.
April.
Amen.
May.
Amen.
June.
Amen.
July.
Amen.
August.
Amen.
September.
Amen.
October.
Amen.
November.
Amen.
December.
Amen.
To cross over to the new year.
Amen.
Every year, cross over with ease.
Amen.
Cross over in strength.
Amen.
Cross over in health.
Amen.
Cross over in peace.
Amen.
Cross over in promotion.
Amen.
Cross over in wealth.
Amen.
Cross over in honor.
Amen.
Cross over.
Amen.
Cross over.
Amen.
May your life break forth.
Amen.
Break out.
Amen.
And break through.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name. Everybody shout a big amen.
Amen.
Wow. Happy 2023.
Amen.
It's your year. I said it's your year.
Amen.
It's our year.
Our
year of doing more. Enjoy the faithfulness of God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Oh,
put your hands together for the Lord.
Amen.